where, but I intend to follow all the rules to make things however it needs to be.
Manager.
And if I can't do it, I just can't do it to you. You know what I mean? If I find out later that with the state and with, you know, it just doesn't turn out, I didn't overinvest in a piece of property to the point that I would lose much sleep over it, you know.
You could always do a restriction on height if you felt you needed to.
I don't know that with the power line going there, he's going to go 30 foot anyway.
He's restricted anyway.
He's restricted vertically, horizontally. There's so many restrictions in that pie shape that it's going to be tight to put anything there.
I'm not getting off the ground there high myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Just seeing where the power line comes back and where the property lines would be off of the county easement plus the state easement, it takes his 20 by 25 spot and makes it about 5 foot by 12 foot.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Ma'am, to address your request, we can't enforce. But there's nothing in our codes that make that.
I understand, but I just thought it would be a good compromise.
I understand. I just let you know if we do approve it,
to give it back to the community.
There's no way we can enforce that.
I understand. So we'll talk to Mr. Miles about that. But I think that would be.
But he was smiling.
Good. And his son is an excellent builder, and maybe you could make it pretty, you know, just like little cabins.
If there's no
problem
to do, it
should
be good.
Yeah. So just to protect our children.
Yep. Well, we appreciate the input and thinking of community, and Mr. Miles has, to my observations, has exhibited community, and so we do appreciate that.
Can I ask?
Yes.
Do you know how many children that we're talking that catch the bus?
Well, one lady that came last time, she has three.
Okay.
With the lady that bought the house, two houses down from us next to Dr. Click, has three children. So that's six that will be sitting and standing in the rain on that corner for the bus.
Probably close to 12.
Yeah.
Because all the kids down and all the others come up to this end to catch
and
the
wait,
bus.
Yeah. And they wait on that old driveway past the Willie Oaks sign right there underneath the wires.
Okay.
Actually, that gentleman's house. They're on his triangle. That's where they all gather for the bus.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? Sir? Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in favor or opposition before I close the public hearing? Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing at this time, and we'll go to a vote for the rezone for the sign locations.
Move to approve order number 07-21-2025-02.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you all. Appreciate your time.
You.
Appreciate the public input. Good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Giving's a minute. You don't have to sit through the rest of them. We're going to move on to some more, so. I'll give you the opportunity to exit if you so choose.
We appreciate that.
Yep. Thank you all.
Thank
you. Okay. Order number 07-21-2025-03. White River Water LLC subject property is a 2484 State Highway K, Kirbyville, Missouri. White River LLC is seeking county commission approval for a zoning request for parcel number 09-8.0-28-000-000-037.000. It's presently R1 zoning, and they're requesting R2. So we got KDOC or K Highway and KDOC down here. Let me go back one. So if you see this group right in here, it's the house right here. It's got a single-family house on it. They're planning on doing some duplexes, so they're going to add on to that structure, do a duplex, and then add one. They also own the other properties, I think all of them across the road and the ones right beside it. That is all R3. There's a little closer of that structure that's on it. Yeah, so you got R1 across, R1 here, R3, and like I said, they want to change this to a duplex. With that, I'll bring up the applicant and let them speak.
I'm Amy Dixon Plumley. I'm the representative for the project. I'm a 2500 State Highway K. We just want to make this property more dense, and it would be like the property next door. We're the same owners but different LLCs, and to accommodate building more, we would have to use the sewer and water system of the property next door with an agreement. And eventually these will probably come under the same LLC, but we need to get the zoning first before we go through all that process.
Okay. Be operated with the properties adjoining it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it would look similar in the end, because that's what we're trying to do, is just bring everything up together.
Sure. Is there any questions for the applicant? Do you have anything, sir?
So the structure there that's highlighted, that would be, you said duplex?
We would probably keep it, modify it, add something on the side to make it a duplex, and then behind we would put another duplex. But it would have its own entrance, but it would use utilities from the other property.
Okay.
And it has render... it's a community water system, and it's a treatment plant.
It's run by the DNR.
Yes.
And you have the capacity.
Yes, we do have the capacity.
Okay.
For both those.
Okay. Any further questions for the applicant?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor or in opposition to the White River Water LLC project or rezone request? Hearing none, is there any discussion amongst the commission before I close the public hearing?
Just changes from R1 to R2.
Correct. Yeah. And no one in the area went down there, continually maintained their properties, provide a good, affordable housing option for people in the area. So hearing no discussion other than that, I would move to close the public hearing at this time. And we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 7-21-2025-03, changing it from R1 to R2.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Sorry. I was waiting on your vote. I apologize. Aye. Motion carries.
I was like, what are you guys waiting on?
Yeah.
Waiting on me?
Yeah. All right. That will conclude that order. We'll move to our next one.
Okay. Order number 07-21-2025-05. Cedar Farmstead, LLC. The representative is Tim Davis. Property is located at 165 Sila Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. Request. Cedar Farms LLC is seeking County Commission approval to rezone two parcels. I think that's been amended. One parcel. Let me make sure I speak the right one. 20-4.0-19-000-000-005.000. I am going to double check that number for you real quick. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, so the property is presently zoned A1 agricultural. They're requesting NR1 Let me just give you a little background on this property. So here's Jones. Here's Siler coming off of it. He originally brought through the Planning Commission this to be NR1 with a CUP for a wedding venue. He got the wedding venue CUP approval, so he has pulled this from the NR1 request, and now he's just seeking this single parcel up here. But he also does own these parcels down here for future development. But I just wanted to kind of fill you in with where he's at. So this is his request. Once again, Jones. This one's out, just this one.
So, Cody, for my clarification, when this went through our planning and zoning board, it was for the multiple parcels?
Both parcels.
What about the parcels to the south?
Those were left out.
Those were originally left out as well.
I'm assuming future development. It's already been platted. So I don't know. That's something we'd have to ask the applicant.
So just pulled the 3-acre parcel off the front.
Yeah, he took this off. So we're just speaking of this, but he does have this platted for two more lots down here.
Okay.
Number two. Kind of give you a little idea what the zoning is. So once again, we're speaking of this, A1. He also owns these down here, this NR1. And then I am going to bring up this. I didn't have time to put on your thing. You sent to me Sunday night late, and I didn't get a chance to get it in here. So the road's going to stay the same. The NR1 request here is going away. He's just working on that one right there again. Everything else will stay the same, but this is now a wedding venue right here.
But it's not.
No, it got CUP approval.
But we're removing the
nightly rental request.
Okay. Sorry, a lot of moving parts to this one.
There is. So here's his plat. Like I said, we're looking at lot two only. This was removed. Here's his road. Here's his presented road. We're going to have to discuss how that all plays out. It's got to match up, and you'll need a replat on that if you do get approval. You're going to need a replat anyway just for the wedding venue. But anyway, let me run out of this. I want to take you down and give you another view. Back out here. So I just want to give you a view of the development on Jones and how it's kind of commercial to the west. And, you know, you got more agricultural and residential to the east with some bleed over here in a couple spots. I just want you to get a big picture of what it is like. And with that, I will turn it over to the applicant.
I have a quick question. It's been brought to my attention that there may be accusations that I may already have my mind made up on this, so I will abstain. Would you like me to remove myself from the room, or do you want me to sit right here?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. So your name, sir?
Tim Davis, box 1625, Branson, Missouri, 65615, and I've represented the Cedar Farmstead LLC, also Jeremy Dottenhan, who owns Cedar Farmstead. He's here to speak also. So, Brandon, I've never accused you of being biased against me.
That's okay. It came through the zoning department, and they said, hey, there may be some issues, so I will gladly leave if you'd like me.
No. I've never said that. I never thought that.
Thank you.
So, again, the purpose of this NR1 is that when the bridal party comes and there's a wedding scheduled, the bridal party could stay on site. So on the long tract that Cody mentioned, that's where the wedding venue will be, when the weddings will take place and receptions can be held in that building. And then we'd like the bridal party to be able to stay next door. Our hope is that enough weddings get booked, we'd like to do at least one a week. Our hope is that